I'm Margaret Christine Mullings. Welcome to prayer. Come on in and begin to worship the Lord. Give him thanks and praise and all the glory that is due to his name. You will find me in the book of Psalm 119, reading from verse 33. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. Give me understanding, that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to selfish gain. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways. Confirm to your servant your promise that you may be feared. Turn away the reproach that I dread, for your rules are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me life. Let your steadfast love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then shall I have an answer for him who taunts me, for I trust in your word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for my hope is in your rules. I will keep your law continually forever and ever, and I shall walk in a wide place, for I have sought your precepts. I will also speak of your testimonies before kings, and shall not be put to shame, for I find my delight in your commandments, which I love. I will lift up my hands toward your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. There ends the reading of the Word of God for today. And I read to you from the ESV version. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for your Word today. Father, we thank you for how you have used the psalmist, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Father, to teach us your way. Teach us your statutes and empower us. Help us to discipline ourselves to keep it to the end. Give us understanding, Father, that we may keep your law and observe it with our whole hearts. Keep us on the path of life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us that we would seek to live selfless lives. Turn our eyes away from the things of the world, from the things that lure us away from your ordained leadership, Father, in the name of Jesus. Turn our eyes away from those things that are worthless, Father, in the name of Jesus, that would come to trip us up, in the name of Jesus, and to deceive, Father. Help us, Father, in the name of Jesus, to grow in grace and in the knowledge of your word. Strengthen this audience this morning, Father. Those who are under the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus, be a fence all around them this morning. In the name of Jesus, impart your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you'd open the heavens over this audience in the name of Jesus, and cause your word to resonate in each heart today in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, and to trust in you with all their hearts and not lean to their own understanding. Oh, keep each our feet from falling in the name of Jesus. Season the words of our lips, season it with salt, that when we speak to others, Father, it will be seasoned with your grace in the name of Jesus, Father, that it would bring hope to others, Lord, that we would speak your word. Father, I pray a special blessing now upon this listening audience today. I pray, Father, in the midst of ridicule, in the midst of being misunderstood, Father, in the midst of sorrow and grief, in the midst of war, in the name of Jesus, and threats of war, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you will divinely intervene. Oh, in the midst of pain and sorrow and heartache this morning, oh, my Father, I pray that you would comfort hearts today. In the name of Jesus, Father, you are the God of all comfort. In the name of Jesus, Father, in the midst of hunger, in the name of Jesus, in the midst of even famine in many countries, Lord, all around the world, Father, you are Jehovah Jireh. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would manifest provisions for families that are in need, families that are hungry, for children that are hungry this morning. In the name of Jesus, Father, oh, I pray that you would touch hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to give, and that we would all help each other in the name of Jesus, that we would seek to be a blessing to others in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, mend hearts that are traumatized by, oh God, experiences even that they have had in childhood. Heal those traumatic experiences, Father. And I pray today, Father, that you would give courage and strength to each one to close the door to past experiences and to receive your healing. Oh, Father, give capacity to receive your blessings today, your healing today, your deliverance today, to receive salvation today. In the name of Jesus, oh my Father, I pray that you would meet every need, each need in this audience, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, before I leave you, this morning as I got up, there's a little chorus that I remember from years ago. I have not heard this song for a long time, but I heard the song this morning while in prayer. Step by step, we will make the journey. And I'm not going to sing it for you, but I don't know who actually wrote these lyrics to this chorus, but this is what I remember and what I heard this morning. Step by step, we will make this journey, even though the way seems hard, so very hard. But we must put our trust in God. I leave those words with you today. The way may seem hard that you are destined to walk, but I tell you, put your trust in the living God. He does not make a mistake. And the same God who has you on that path that seems so hard, just keep on making a step every day. Just don't stop. Stay on the path of life and trust in the living God. God bless you until our next time of prayer. You are not alone.